or offline.
The number one for today's hit. An all-time favorite.
24 hours of non-stop anthem.
What's up, yo? It's your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, it's another week. We're gonna be doing the most. I'm here with my three. Today we have three. The one that dished us the previous week came back. So do you guys wanna introduce yourselves?
The menace himself, Deck. What up?
GG, that's the Academia's right there.
Yeah, I know, and Spike goes delicious.
Of course. The man who's always there for us. Mm-hmm.
Hey and guys, it's Lindy.
The one who teached us.
The awesome foursome is back.
The Lindy Nature.
You complete us, We were lost without you.
Wonderland. Were they in Wonderland?
We're dealing with Nash and his things.
We were wondering where he is. No. Hey, we're in Wonderland wondering where he is. So tell us, where are you?
High school.
Oh, high school?
No. High school.
Oh, you study? What do you study?
Advertising.
Nice.
You're advertising. Okay, hi. So today we're going to be looking at, obviously, privacy. As you saw the topic itself, your privacy is not yours. And the question is, do you agree or do you disagree?
Yeah, privacy is not mine, really.
Not yours.
It's not mine. Hey. My sister's cat always comes in when I'm about to take a bath, man.
What?
Your sister's cat comes in when you're about to take a bath.
Yeah,
I just open the tab and I turn around. It's here.
Okay.
That's cute.
No, it's not.
It's cute.
It's annoying.
That's very cute.
What color is the cat?
It's black.
No!
Can you live in Soweto?
Sure.
You guys own a black cat.
Dick.
What do your neighbors think about that? Like the cat?
I don't know, bruh.
Never mind.
I don't ask, bruh.
Me, myself,
I don't like cats. I'm a dog fan, and my mom doesn't like. She doesn't want dogs, bruh. But she likes cats. I'm like, hey. You and my sister, So every time, Minji, when I'm about to take a bath, I just know. Here somewhere.
Hey, man, hey, cat is a question.
I was gonna ask, how does it get in? Like, where does it come from? Like,
I don't close the door immediately, so I just open the tab, bruh. I don't know, bruh. Okay, not always, but.
Nah. Me, my brain was somewhere else.
Get your mind out of the car.
My brain was far. We're gonna be looking at privacy, and then there's something else that we're gonna add in there. You know, just connect it to privacy and see how do these two, you know, connect. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, here's a track for you to enjoy, and the title of the track is King of My Heart.
heart, be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, he is my song.
Enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, it was Lindy. You can put it on her. Yeah, so let's dive into the topic, privacy. Your privacy is not yours. What are your views, you know, on that statement right there? Should we start with
I just said my thought, bro. Anything else,
So you say
your privacy is not yours, all because your sister's cat always walks in on you, daddy.
It's always the cat, bro.
Apart from that, we all respect
each other's space.
It's
just the cat. The cat needs to learn
how
to respect other people's privacy. You know?
It's a cat. Come on.
But I don't think there's anyone who owns their own privacy. Yeah, like especially when it comes to these digital lives that we live in these days.
Okay, so digital side, you feel like
you
don't own our privacy.
Yeah, because on your phone you're being followed, everything you say is being tracked or traced. And you know, this is like, you're not alone. Michael Jackson said it. We are not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. But also sometimes I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like I have my privacy.
You have your privacy?
Yeah.
Why do you agree?
Not out there. Like, no one knows my stuff except what I share. And what I share is 10% of my stuff. So.
Okay.
Even your government doesn't know me like that.
Hmm. How do you know that?
He doesn't know me like that.
They do.
No.
What if I told you that WhatsApp is also compromised?
Ivana, that's why. I have all these apps. No one knows what I'm doing in all those apps. So, but I have them, but...
But there's the thing, you don't know. They don't tell you when they're like...
Of course, I know where all these two conversations and topics are going to come. I mean, vaccine. And they're like, come on. I give what I give to the people, which is 10% of my life. The 90% I keep it to self.
Oh, you keep it to self?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so only self knows that 90?
Yes.
Okay.
Even my family doesn't know me like that. They don't know me like that. They know what I show them. No, I'm not secretive. I share what I need to share with people. 10%. People know 10% of me, and then 90% I keep it to self.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's interesting. So, okay, looking at the whole, you know, privacy situation, obviously, like Spike was delicious said, online, as in digital world and all those stuff, yeah, our privacy is not ours. Because, yeah, also with myself, I do agree that, yeah, online, whatever that you think is private, even you know you got websites or apps, you know, stuff where they will tell you that whatever that you share there is confidential. It's not going to be exposed to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, yeah, even with stuff like that, they actually don't, you know, they don't keep it. In fact, they sell you to buyers, you know. So that's literally what I believe. Now, obviously, online, yeah, we all know that privacy is not respected there. Now, looking at the other side, coming away from the online part.
Reality,
yeah. Mm. So now, reality. What is your point of view concerning privacy? Should it be respected or should it not be respected?
Yeah, man. Respect my privacy. Like, I don't want to be in Decker's situation. maybe Decker's sister's cat is spying on him or something.
Hey.
But nah, man. Yeah, I think we should respect each other's privacy. I'm not much of a private person. I'm just quiet. Many people would not believe that. But yeah, I just keep to myself, so there's nothing much to say and nothing much to reveal. Yeah, but yeah, you just find out as you engage with me. But apart from that, I think we should respect each other's privacy.
Lindy?
I agree. Like,
hey, because me, I saw a head shaking there.
Yeah,
like,
I was just shaking my head. It's like that. No, I was agreeing with what he's saying. Like, respect my privacy.
Okay.
If I don't go in your face, don't go in my face. And we're cool.
Okay.
But if it's the other way around.
What's the other way around?
If you go in my face.
Okay. I will just leave it there. You will leave it in the 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously the man, as we already know, yeah, he wants his privacy to be respected.
Oh,
the cat already is doing the most. Yeah,
yes, unless you know how to speak cat.
Yeah, you cat. Yeah. Nah,
unless your name is Cat Lejo.
Nah, I don't.
But do you think, you know, the government always, like, they always watch everyone. And and now, if, as in, like, when you ask the government to, like, stop watching people, maybe they tell you that it's, like, security concerns and all that. Do you think that do you think they would stop if, like, there's, like, protest and, like, you ask them, like, nah, stop, like, going through people's stuff?
Look, with your permission or without your permission, they do it anyway. That's the government. That's the reality that we're living in, you know. So in terms of whether you wanna ask them to stop, or, you know, whether you give them the go ahead or you don't give them the go ahead, from my side, yeah, the point of view, the perspective that I have, you know, based on what I've seen, it's like the one day we were having a conversation with one of the heads of the police department. So the question that we asked him was, in the time that we're living in, is it worth it to report a crime? And his question was, what crime? And then the person that asked that question was like, well, what do you mean, what crime? It's like, the time that we're living in, you need to examine what crime was committed, because not all crimes are going to get resolved. That's the reality that we live in. Because when you look at, for example, your police departments, the guys that are there on top are actually criminals.
Wait. How does criminals tie in with themselves? The privacy thing? How does this tie
in? I'm just using an example in terms of when you look at your authorities, the guys that are in authority, you know, even... Yeah, when we go back to your privacy and all the stuff, you know, us as, you know, the citizens and all the stuff, if you go into your laws and all those things, there's stuff that they put in there concerning privacy, you know, like what we spoke about last time, you know, you have responsibilities, you have all those different things, you know, that you need to follow. But when you also look at the privacy department, you know, that area there, there's stuff that they put in place which are supposed to be followed. And with those stuff, obviously, there's consequences, there's those responsibilities, as I said, and all those things. And when you look at the way things are happening, they actually don't get followed. You know, even the law itself doesn't get followed, whether it's online, you know, whether it's the reality that we're living in, removing online and digital world and all those stuff. So there's things that happen that, yeah, you know, they go against morals, values, you know. There's different things that you can actually put into the picture. So the, hence why when I'm saying, like, with your, Anna, get your side of the story, you know, concerning privacy, like, what do you think concerning that whole topic? Mm-hmm. And what is your point of view concerning that? And if you had to look at privacy, the question that I would ask is, what would your version of crossing the limit concerning, you know, privacy? Like, now you've crossed the line, you know, in terms of privacy. I know with the academy, I'll make a joke, but yeah, with the academy, you know, crossing the line is the cat coming in there. It's like, hey, yeah, you know, crossing limits here, man. But yeah, what would your version of crossing the limit concerning privacy be?
I mean, just sticking your nose in my business is like, you're already crossing the line.
Yeah.
If I didn't speak to you about it, then it doesn't concern you.
Oh.
You see, so, yeah, man, like, I think it's simple, straightforward. People should just keep to their own business, and I'll keep to mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like privacy is also something that's, it's slightly far-fetched, because as human beings, you know, we are constantly, we are inquisitive as human beings. We are curious. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if okay, let me leave that. But I think we're just curious as human beings. So then you're forever, like, look at you'll be here in SA right now.
Oh.
You'll know something about America, which doesn't concern you. Maybe it might if it's like the oils and the prices,
yeah, not to
and
an extent,
whatnot.
Yeah.
But then holistically you have no business. Oh. Unless you plan on going there. But you don't need to know anything about the American lifestyle, the Saudi Arabians and all that. But then we always want to know more. We're always trying to find out. Even with your neighbor, you want to know if your neighbor is a cool person or not. Are they,
cheating on you?
Yeah, hey, could they be a murderer or something? Hey? But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I agree, but I also disagree. Like, I feel like if you're going to search about something or somebody, you want to know and be knowledgeable about that person or that place. As you said, America, you have no business knowing about. I do have business knowing about them. I'm getting knowledge into what type of country it is, the people in it. That's me. But also, I think I'm going to contradict myself a bit here. But I don't. I have no business in Rihanna, but I still want to know.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make.
How she lives life, you know? That's just a nosy part of me. Like, I'm very nosy, so I want to know. But I also feel like, you know, this whole thing, this whole topic about privacy, it bores me. I won't lie to you, it bores me, because I'm there like, you give people what they want. If they want to know about a specific something about yourself, you give that to people, and
but
then
people go out of their way to find out what they want to know. Like, let's say you tell us that you're against sex before marriage, right? And then I want to find out, is she lying or not? Maybe she has a, because you've had boyfriends before, so I'm like, which one of these guys ever, you know?
So, yeah, well, he goes to the extent to know Vele the truth. Yeah. Whether Vele, what you're saying is the truth or it's just
so it's just human nature.
Yeah.
Like, you might tell, like, one of your closest friends and they'll believe you, but then they'll be like, aye.
Then you're not my friend.
Ah, come on.
Then you're not my
you
friend.
Even your mother,
no,
you question.
Then you're not
mother.
My friend. If I tell you something and you act like you believe me and then you go behind my back to actually find out the truth.
I believe you, but I'm questioning.
No, you're not my friend. If you have a question, come to me and ask me in my face.
So how do you define a friend then?
A friend is someone I share everything with without me having to hide or hold some things to myself, because I think I share most of my things.
Okay, so...
Right?
This is a stupid example, ne? But picture this. So what if Spike was delicious, ne? Is your friend. Now you share with him that you want to commit suicide tomorrow? With that information that he received, if he goes to, for example, Deka, because he knows Deka would be able to stop you.
That's a different
from doing that.
That's a different thing. We talk about suicide.
But now he shared what you.
We talk about suicide. Of course, I would
and
expect.
Obviously, you didn't want
expect,
him to
I would
tell
expect
anyone.
Him to go to someone and tell someone, I'm like, my dude is trying to commit suicide. I would expect him to do that because, as a logic friend, if you're not going to do anything and I'm telling you that I'm committing suicide and you're doing anything, what's the point of you being in my life?
How? Thought you want to kill yourself. Where do I enter?
Exactly.
Unless maybe, I don't know. Unless
guys,
maybe.
This. Okay, I feel like we're diverting to friendship now.
Yeah,
but, to, just to cut it short, if you're my friend, best believe I will share most of my life details with you.
Yeah.
Even the things that I don't share with my friends who are friends
you
because
10%
of friends.
Or the 90%?
The 90%. I will share it with you because you, my friend, I confide in you and I have a safe space within you. Oh. Right? And then if you are that friend who I will share 10% of my things like I do with all of you, I don't expect you to come rescue me in a fire. No. Yeah. I would expect her to do it, not you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Of course. So I feel like with this whole privacy thing, it's just, it's a matter of giving people what they want. And if you go out of your way to find the little details about my life, then you're stupid. I'm sorry, but you're stupid.
Okay, so what if it's a situation of a company? Because a company needs to know everything about you before they hire you.
Yeah, well, in that case, you can go to my social media accounts and check if I do whatever. It's the benefit of your company for you to hire me and see if I have a clean social media presence. I allow that because you want to hire me in your company. You need to make sure that your reputation is protected as a company. So I won't mind that. But you're not going to find anything. You won't find nothing. You will find me tweeting stupid stuff on Twitter and posting reels, stories, and feed
but
on my Instagram.
She has a point because then you can never know everything about someone.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, even you yourself, you don't know everything about yourself. You're constantly growing, Chief. What you did yesterday and the things that you plan to do today might not even be done because you don't know what's going to happen or what direction you're going to take in the next 15 minutes from now.
No, I hear you, man. Except for me, I have a different point of view based on what you said, man. Yeah, take out the man as
what
well.
Is that void before?
What is that? Is that?
Nah. Me, everything I plan, man, happens, man.
Do you know a saying that says we plan and God decides? You're a Christian, you should know this. You should know. Not everything you plan comes fruitful. I'm just saying.
Everything I plan, I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on, people.
Yeah.
People in
there. Deka the Menace. What? Yeah, based on the conversation, what are your add-ins? Yeah.
Me, I feel like you can keep your privacy and whatever.
Oh.
But somewhere, somehow, people are going to know.
Yeah.
You can keep
some. Gonna leak.
Yeah,
like.
Gonna leak somewhere. Whether you like it or not. As I'm saying, obviously, the government will feed you.
But before, let's say besides the whole government shunning and they're spying and what. Like in general situations whereby we hear and you have a secret maybe you told to one of your boys, ne? Like amongst us here, you know, so it's like 10 of us in the room for everyone that's listening. And then you told one of us here, I'm sure somehow the world will get out.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so... No, you don't necessarily need the government to do all the dirty work.
Then they're not your boy.
A conversation might come up whereby he will even sell himself out.
Yeah, the wolves have ears, yo.
When you have that secret, man, I need to tell it, man. I need to say something. And you like, say it to someone who's like,
and then that person goes around and tells, oh, God.
Yeah.
God. Then you're not your boy. You're not your friend. friend. They're not your friend. They're not your friend.
So what are they?
Well, someone. Clearly. It's just someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Not your friend.
I hear you. Yeah, yeah. Let's jump into a song, y'all. Here's a song, yeah, titled The Blessing, for you to enjoy. Track, who do we put this on?
Yeah, this guy doesn't have confidence in the songs we play. No?
I think he should blame himself.
Yeah, I should blame himself.
Oh, this time I must take it.
Yeah.
No, if you didn't enjoy that one, it's on me. If you did, congratulate me. Yeah.
And it's good because they have pictures on the site, Active FM, whatever. They have them on the site, so yeah.
Hey,
you are in trouble, my friend.
Who the flying eagle is, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's also the one where, you know, the individual ones where you can just promote and say, that's who, that's Nash. You know, just change the name there and say, that's Nash. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, looking at the whole privacy situation, so there's one thing that I wanted to add in. But now, before I add that in and we discuss about that, I want to find out what is your take on it. Looking at vaccines, so what is your take on vaccines? Anyone?
If you follow them, like, take them if you want to take them, if you believe in them, their efficiency and all that. And if you don't, I mean, no one can force you, I believe.
Yeah,
so, I mean, Nigeria, you have the right to free will and all that, I think, to a certain extent.
So,
do what you can to keep yourself alive if you believe it works for you. And if you don't want to, stay away from it. Simple as that.
Okay, yeah. So based on what you said, if I don't want to, should I be entitled to not go for it?
Yeah, because you don't want to.
So basically, me not wanting to go for it, it's right.
Yeah, it's a choice.
So what happens if I'm in a country where I'm not entitled to not refuse? Okay, basically to refuse. I'm not entitled to do it.
Which what country is it?
Just an example, obviously, looking at back then, your 2020 situations, we had countries like Australia, where if you don't get the vaccines and they say that you have COVID or anything like that, or they assume that you have COVID and you don't want to take it, they come get you out of your house.
And do what?
That's literally what happened. There were guys that got sent to concentration camps, COVID vaccine camps, stuff like that. Like with them, that side, they were in a position where they were getting beaten up so by the cops for not taking it. So if it's a situation like that, what do you say then?
Hey, it's sad for them, but I mean, the same way that there was apartheid and people were like, us, we're not going to follow these things. They burned their Donbass and all that. They got beaten, some got killed. And if you believe in what you stand for, then you'll die for it if you're willing to, you see. So, that's all I can say about that. But like, if you're willing to die for what you believe in, then you'll still stand by your choice. But then if, just because now there's death threats and you're like wavering, then you confide. So it's just up to you. It's still your choice.
Okay. Yeah, Malindi.
I mean, it's vaccines. I think, like,
Malini, do you get vaccinated over these couple of days you haven't been here?
How many times was your vaccine got? Because it's once and then there's a booster.
Once?
Yeah, you can tell.
There's three shots, Baba. There's the first shot, second shot.
That's for a different type of vaccine.
Which vaccine are you talking about?
Okay, what
happened? Johnson.
Oh, you're talking about the COVID vaccine?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
but when you're a child growing up, as the black community, you go to a clinic, right?
And
then they give you a shot, a flu shot, whatever. I did that I did that until I was six.
Yeah, so no, I'm used to vaccines.
I'm used to vaccines. They don't do anything to me. With vaccines, I vaccinated for COVID. I'm so fine. I didn't have COVID. Well,
are
had
you
COVID.
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I did have COVID, but like, I got a vaccine, I was fine.
Okay.
I have nothing against vaccines. Each to its own. If you want, you do it. If you don't, that's also fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd agree with Spikos when he says it's a choice.
Yeah.
But you have parents out there that like they like refuse like their children like take vaccines. Like here it says, each year, babies 1 year old and younger receive more than 10 million vaccinations. During their first year of life, many babies suffer serious life-threatening illnesses and medical events.
So
when you read whatever, an article about this on papers or your news sites, you have like second thoughts as to whether I should take my kid to like a clinic to get vaccines. And then you have like these
imaginations of whether my kid is gonna survive.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I hear what you're saying. So now linking the two, when you look at obviously your whole vaccine situations, and then you look at privacy.
I knew it.
Should what do you mean?
They does.
Okay, so what do you think on that whole? Yeah, you know, with those two, should they be connected to each other, or should that be a separate matter? You know,
I mean, if COVID-19 was like still there, I mean, people think that it's still there. If it was, me, I'd lie and say, yeah, I took the vaccination and say I didn't.
But then you need to produce you need to produce proof.
Certificate. Hey, man, some people are buying these things.
Yeah, they buy these things, man. Privacy, I link it on my whatever Facebook and whatnot, and like, yeah, this is what I want you to know. Yeah, I'm vaccinated and I'm not.
You guys are promoting corruption, but okay. But okay, yeah.
How are we promoting corruption? Stuff that was happening, it was there.
Just because other people were doing it doesn't mean it was less illegal.
Other people they push that you like go and get vaccinated, bro. Mm. You have like someone tell you, you haven't vaccinated yet. Nah, you should go. So just to get those people
off your back.
Yeah.
Go get one of those. So they leave you.
Yeah, like I'll tell them with that. No, I just got vaccinated.
Yeah, so okay. Now, how do we think bring the two together, privacy and...
Look, okay, so, for example, when you look back then, we had situations where companies didn't want to hire people unless they were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in the laws, anything to do with medical stuff is confidential.
Okay.
So, if it's confidential, that obviously means that it's within your privacy and they're not supposed to know. But now, if you're in a situation where a company wants to hire you, but now they want to know what is happening within your confidential stuff, then
what? Exactly. Like I
then
said,
what?
You lie about it. I just got vaccinated. You buy the proof on your PDF, this thing, and then... Nah, so okay.
Yeah. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for your soul. Okay. Before I started at Active FM, I had an interview with one company, and they did ask if I was vaccinated. I was like, yes. I gave them a proof of thing. Also, it's not a confidential thing. You didn't do it at a doctor. You went to a private public clinic. They did that thing. They injected you with that. It's not the same as when you go to your doctor and then you have like a normal routine checkup. It's not the same. It's not the same. There's no confidentiality because everybody is supposed to vaccinate, so it's not confidential.
There's people that I know that they had their own private doctor, and they did that with their own private doctor, yet they still wanted it. So how do you put that?
Well, in that case, then they give you a certificate.
But now that's breaking my privacy.
No, it's not breaking your privacy. It's not. It's like an ID. Yeah,
I went to my private doctor because I felt like that is confidential for me, and I don't want to share.
It's a vaccine that everybody was supposed to get.
Oh.
It's not an illness like TB where it's me, myself, and I, and my doctor.
Okay,
you get
so
what I'm saying?
If Spyco's Delicious feels like what he does, so concerning that whole, you know, vaccine, he feels like that is confidential for him. Is he right?
Okay. If
but then, to support what Lynn is saying, what she's saying is, this was a thing that was killing people, like, in huge numbers. It was happening at a huge scale. It's not like, as she says, TB, whereby you can't pass it on to the next person, young Tor. But instead, this one, with slight contact or whatever thing that you guys are in the same proximity with each other, it can be transferred easily. So companies had to know whether you have it or not so that you don't affect business.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand or you just agree?
No, I understand what you say. Yeah.
So hence why they couldn't privatize this situation, because they had to know if this person has been in contact with the person that has contracted the virus, then they're possibly going to spread it amongst everyone that's in the building.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So then, to protect everyone, we need to know who has it and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. Those who have it, remember, before they even fired you, you'd go, what's that, 14 days quarantine by yourself. Okay. Yeah. That was the situation. You quarantine for 14 days, whatever, keep to yourself, then you come back once you start feeling strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, how... Okay, let me say I'm the individual, ne? That, for me, I feel like that's confidential, ne? And for I don't want... Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but logical.
So I'm putting myself in there. So, okay, looking at the law and the laws that are placed, to what extent do we now put the law aside and say, okay, produce what we want?
When people are dying. Exactly, and people are dying. So, like, this thing is killing, like... on a huge scale, people are dying from this thing. So in order for us to control it, we need to know who has contracted the virus and who hasn't. Those who have need to be set aside. They need to quarantine.
Yeah.
Hence why either and also if you have not vaccinated, then you need to we can't allow you into the premises because then we don't know whether you have it or not. And we can't risk you getting the people that are being vaccinated or that we know don't have it. We can't risk you infecting them with the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence, they had to like separate those who have not vaccinated and those who have, including those who have contracted the virus as well.
Yeah. Okay. So in general, like with obviously looking at your privacy and obviously vaccines as a whole. So from your point of view, would you say that privacy should be connected to those things or should it not be connected to those things?
I'd say as long as it's not something detrimental to society, then you don't need to know about it. Like, no one asks you about your HIV status when you apply for a job. You don't get asked whether you have what you call TB or whatnot. You get me? But then because of COVID, the way it was and the way it happened and how severe it was to the society, you had to know whether a person is vaccinated or not. You understand? Because as she said, when she was younger, she got a flu shot. No one has ever asked anybody whether they've gotten a flu shot before. Because maybe then it used to kill, but then during these years, people haven't died from contracting flu, or not many people have died from contracting flu. I think you should just, the privacy matter is just hanging on whether the virus concerning whatever the time is it killing people or is it not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Malindi?
I agree with him 100%. And I'm happy.
I know I said this as a joke, ne? As to I would lie on the stage and so further, I'm vaccinated. But then, like, in terms of knowing, I'd say it wouldn't matter. You know why? Okay, let's say you, Spikos, ne? You're like desperate in need of a job. Mm-hmm. You don't know your status of whether I got COVID or not. And you got called on an interview. When are you desperate for a job?
Yeah.
And then they ask Uguti now,
am I vaccinated
or not? And you don't know.
I don't know them.
They interview you now,
yeah.
And they take you like now. You don't know that you're vaccinated, Maji.
No, I know that I'm not vaccinated.
What would you do? Like I'm saying,
you mean I don't know that I have the virus.
You don't know, You don't know that you have a virus.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad. You don't know that you have a virus. I mean,
Well,
and
then
you didn't get vaccinated.
I'd obviously take the job because then they didn't. They didn't follow protocol whether to find out whether I have it or not, or they didn't say, let us go test you and
but
find
out.
But
then they ask you if you're vaccinated.
Well, they asked me from
not. Because that's what you guys said.
Oh, like if they ask me, then I'll tell them, no, I'm not.
So you'd lie.
No. I'm not vaccinated. I'll tell them that I'm not.
You're not vaccinated?
Yeah. Whether I have the virus or not, I don't know. But I'm not vaccinated. That's what they'll get from me.
Okay, cool. But let's say like you go and then get vaccinated. Let's say you go and get vaccinated, and then the test say like I have the
virus.
Then you come back, and then what would you do?
To the Shanice, to the interview.
Yeah. Keep in mind, you need a good job, man.
I need a job. I don't know. It'll depend on the situation. but I'll probably lie, maybe. Yeah, but depending on the extent of everything.
Why are you lying? No, don't lie.
Right.
Don't lie.
Right.
If they ask and you say you didn't vaccinate and you tested positive, if they value you and they value the job that you're going to bring in the company, I'm sure they can wait for 14 days.
There's a lot of valuable people with valuable qualifications.
I'm sure they can wait. They call you to an interview, to interview you about the job that you applied. If they didn't value you, they would not have called you.
Okay, just because they called you doesn't mean they don't have other people on the list.
All I'm saying is, Mina, all I'm saying is, if they value you and they value the job that you're going to do in the company, they'll wait 14 days.
Nah.
They will wait 14 days.
Nah. So what if the company is crashing and it's an urgent situation?
I get. They are lost. They are lost. Honestly, because they are lost, they can hire someone else.
Yeah.
You don't have to lie to get something, guys. Come on, you don't have to lie. I will not lie about a job, I will not lie about anything.
No,
we live in South Africa,
you don't have to lie, you guys are just, I do agree with Malini, you don't have to lie, man. Just put it as it is right there, you know. Whatever happens. So yeah, Spike was delicious. Any last words?
No. Good show.
Malindi, don't lie.
No, I don't have last words.
Oh, okay. Yeesh.
I feel like I need to call Crefo to talk to my kid, man.
By the way, Creflo is behind the scenes right there, you know, listening to this recording. Yeah, so... In case you didn't know,
Creflo, I trust you, bro.
Yeah.
I know you can speak to cats, dog.
Yes. Okay, so from myself, Fearless Eagle, I don't have any last words. It was an interesting show. Got some insights here. Yeah, I also got to hear that there's 90% of Lindy stuff that we don't know. Hey.
And you'll never know.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna love you and leave you whatever time zone it is to you. Hello in that time zone, and if it's good night. You've listened to us, the topic. Here's a track for you titled God Only Knows, and it's the Ramsey remix.
God only knows. tell you, we got all we know.